The Traveler's Journal, June 12th. Riding with Wyoming's Wild Horses. The Red Desert Basin, a 2.2 million acre bowl in south central Wyoming, cuts the Continental Divide Ridge like a giant sinkhole. The floor of an ancient sea, it was called God Ran Out of Mountains by the native tribes. In the 19th century, westbound settlers skirted the basin's southern edge, and ranchers ran herds in the treeless expanse. Even today, the landscape of the open, scrubby desert is so constant, clouds drifting overhead qualify as a big event. It's a range where cattle and pronghorn antelope roam free. More elusive are the wild horses, small herds of 8 to 10 direct descendants of those animals who escaped the yoke and saddle over the years. Federal law protects the Red Desert's wild horses from interference. This doesn't prevent adventurous visitors from searching out these free-spirited vestiges of the Wild West. But catching up with them for a close look is easier said than done, and will certainly require some rough riding. If galloping on a dusty steed over a desert range for hours on end looking for feral equines is appealing, Skip Ashley's your man. A Wyoming outfitter and lifelong wrangler who knows the high plains well, he runs Western Encounters. Half a dozen times each summer, he introduces small groups to the Red Desert. Camping in a ring of teepees, riders spend a week getting an authentic introduction to the life on the open emptiness. Witnessing wild horses isn't guaranteed. Those who succeed get a life lesson that is both worth learning and difficult to forget. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.